Yerushalmi Maaseh Sheni, corresponding to Bavli Bechoyos, Daf Chof Dalet. We begin the Yerushalmi on Daf Hei Amud Aleph, 7 lines up from the foot of the page. Atamad Achulei Hechmetz. Atamad Achulei Hechmetz, Eina Nikach Bekesed Maaseh, Upoisiras HaMikra, Meshe Hechmetz Nikach Bekesed Maaseh, Vein Upoisiras HaMikra. The Mishnah Maseches Kulin teaches that before Tamad has fermented, it may not be bought with Maaseh Sheni money, and it disqualifies the mikveh as drawing water. After it's fermented, it may be bought with Maaseh Sheni money, and it does not disqualify a mikveh. Nisan, the Rabbi Yehuda, he should say, Tataninan Taman, Amutamed, Menasan, Maim, Bemida, Umarsa, Kadeh Medase, Potter, Rabbi Yehuda, Machayev. This Mishnah is the opinion of Rabbi Yehuda, as it's taught in the Mishnah Maaseh, that one who makes Tamad wine by pouring a measured amount of water on untithed great sediment, and then found the same measure as he had added, then it's exempt as it's water rather than wine. Rabbi Yehuda obligates it. Rabbi Abo, Zimnin Amar L'Bashem Rabbi Lozer, Zimnin Amar L'Bashem Rabbi Yosi Rabbi Chanina, Behu Shechmetz. Rabbi Abo, sometimes in Rabbi Lozer's name and sometimes in Rabbi Yosi Ben Chanina's, Rabbi Chanina's name, said that this ruling of Rabbi Yehuda is only when the Tamad is fermented. Amar Rabbi Yosi Diber Kohi Sheken Afilim Mei Melach Mitchim Bekesef Maaseh. Rabbi Yosi said that he's disagreeing with the statement of the Mishnah is the opinion of Yehuda. It says that no, all agree to the Mishnah in Chulin, that even salt water may be acquired with Maaseh Sheni money, since it can be used as a dip. So too for fermented tamad, even if it's not considered wine, it can be acquired with Maaseh Sheni money, since it can be used as a dip. And Reb Loza, Leikana Maaseh. Reb Loza says the Mishnah taught that if one buys an animal for its flesh, the skin does not become Chulin. This in fact means that the Maaseh Sheni is not transferred at all to the animal, and the money still retains its kedusha. Amr b'yosi b'kad ma'isa havinan marin halakech behima lebasa tava al kolchay nitpas Hashem b'shlamim lehavinan amrin klum min adad amr b'laza leikana ma'aseh. Amr b'yosi says that originally we said that if one buys an animal for its flesh, even if he didn't consecrate it as a shlamim, it automatically becomes shlamim because of a decree of Chazal, and the skin would not become chulim. However, our words would prove worthless, though, from the teaching of Reb Elazar that the Maaseh Sheni money didn't acquire it at all, so the money still has Kedusha. Reb Yosef Mishim Reb Yochanan, Behemoth Maaseh Sheni B'Yerushalayim, Kub Meir, Batum and Abachayra, Kub Yehuda, Chayeres and Abachayra. Reb Yosef's quoting Reb Yochanan says that an animal of Maaseh Sheni in Yerushalayim, according to Reb Meir, that Maaseh Sheni is elevated money, meaning that it belongs to Hashem, if it gave birth, it's exempt from the laws of Bechor. And according to Rabbi Yehuda, the Maaseh Sheni is considered regular money, meaning that it belongs to the owner. If it gave birth, it would be obligated in the laws of Bechor. Rabbi Yirmiya boy, Koyim Rabbi Zeira, Yalda Bechor in Moav, Mao Shikru Gyabi Mizbeach. Rabbi Yirmiya asked Rabbi Zeira that according to Rabbi Yehuda, if it gave birth, must its parts, its emun, be brought on the Mizbeach, on the altar? Lechal Maaseh Sheni al Moav, Lenimsa Mavichai, Min Achila. Zeira answered Rabbi Yirmiya, doesn't the Kedusha of Maaseh Sheni fall on the limbs, and now their burning prevents them from being eaten? Rabbi Yirmiya said back to Rizeiru, and if one buys animal flesh to consume, doesn't the Kedusha of Maaseh Sheni fall on its emorim, thereby also preventing it from being eaten? Rizeiru answered Rabbi Yirmiya, and that's different, because when he buys it, when the Kedusha of Shlamim comes, the Kedusha of Maaseh Sheni comes off of it, so the Emun can therefore be brought up on the altar. Rabbi Yosi gives a second answer that we ourselves didn't say that, rather the Torah specifically permitted buying a Shlamim with Maaseh Sheni money, thereby requiring the Emun to be burnt. And we might ask, what's the practical difference between these two answers that we gave, Rabbi Zeira and Rabbi Yosi? The answer is that if it gave birth to a firstborn and he consecrated it as a shlamim, according to Rabbi Yosi, it should be sacrificed. According to Rabbi Zeira, it should not, since there was no acquisition done that would have removed the kedusha of Maaseh Sheni. And Rabbi Yosi, Kol Elain Milaya Ana Marin Umasnisa Masai Rabbi Zeira Layavi. Rabbi Yosi says, despite all of my words, the Mishnah in Maseches Menachos supports Rabbi Zeira. If a person vows to bring both a Toda sacrifice and its breads from Maaseh Sheni, he should do so, but he should bring the breads from Maaseh Sheni money, but not Maaseh Sheni wheat. Ma ben chitin, ma ben mois, ela b'lekichasa, pakim menek lishas maaseh. What's the difference between wheat and money? through buying the bread with Masasheni money, the Kedush of Masasheni is removed, and this supports the Zeyra's explanation. Rebbechina asked the Reb Mana, let them use Masasheni wheat, since all of the breads are consumed, including those that are given to the Kohen, as Chumas Lachmei Toida.
Hamalei, he gave ad macha shenishbach adam le'nifsal halechem. Reb Mana answered Rebbe Chanina, they might be disqualified from eating if the blood of the sacrifice was accidentally spilled rather than thrown on the altar.